1.6.6.
Lots of cool features.
Audio mode day 14, June 14th, 2015. Hashtag audio mode. Armchair quarterbacking. Isn't that what you call it? Armchair quarterbacking? Just for fun, we've been talking the last couple days talking about podcatchers and podcatcher behavior. And the wonderful, diverse choice of podcatchers out there, ways to listen to podcasts, ways to pipe in your audio boom inbox. Good to see RSS alive and well. And keeping the hope alive for an open web and things like that. Good to see that the news app from, I was reading on scripting.com, it's Dave Weiner's blog, that the new Apple News app is in fact piping in articles via RSS. And so they'll read the RSS feeds, plain Jane RSS feeds. Also, they have special stuff, but they're piggybacking on and, very cool, very open, very widely accepted standard. RSS, which we love in our podcasting, is RSS 2.0 with enclosures. Talking a little bit about podcatchers. Bringing back what Jeff said yesterday. He was mentioning Jeff Thompson. Jeff Thompson was mentioning about how sharing, he wished that sharing was done a little bit differently in the podcatching software. I wasn't sure what he meant. But thanks to Top Gold in the Audio Boom comments, wrote in, I think Jeff wants Pocket Casts or any podcatcher. Pocket Casts or any podcatcher for that matter. To link to the original URL and not to an app-generated URL. That way that guarantees people could share links directly to the source of audio. That makes perfect sense. So I just did a quick little check and saw that if you're sharing... sharing links out of Overcast, for example, Overcast sends you to an Overcast landing page rather than, say, your WordPress blog's episode page or blog entry or your Libsyn page or that sort of thing. And that makes a lot of sense about controlling your brand. You ultimately want people coming to your experience, your brand, your URL, that sort of thing, or places you control. Let me play devil's advocate just for the sake of discussion. Back in the day, working at Libsyn, one of the most popular, when you saw Stitcher take hold, one of the most popular reasons why, I think, was simply because it was easier to send people to Stitcher pages or tell them on any platform to get the Stitcher app than to even send them to their own home pages. That they, you know, it just was less friction. So you could see in some circumstances where, you know, there's a diverse type of... There are many different types of landing pages. Sometimes they're blog posts. Sometimes they're the MP3 file, I think. Does that even still happen? Oftentimes you see people sharing on Twitter just the raw link to the MP3 file. Sometimes they go to the episode detail pages on Libsyn or, you know, the blog entry in WordPress, that sort of thing. There's not always a player, or there's often... hard to find players and that sort of thing. So, it makes perfect sense that producers want to send people to their controlled, branded space. But also, I think you can see why some people see it from the other side, that the opportunity is to make a less friction, lower friction experience for the listeners. And certainly from the podcatcher perspective of an app, making sure it's a perfect opportunity to pick up new customers, right, for your app if you're sending them to a wonderfully streamlined experience for listening to podcasts, and then it leads to getting their podcatcher, hitting an HTML5 page and then saying, wow, this is really nice, what is this app? And then so there's certainly an opportunity there from the podcatching app makers to sort of try to corral in more people naturally. But also there is the argument to be made that they oftentimes these app makers, these services are providing a less friction experience, less an easier experience for people to discover the content. Clamor, I think, is another example of that, seeing how they're cutting, chopping up the thing, letting people say, because it's been too difficult to send a bite. There was definitely a need to somehow make these big long-form content things chunked up and more palatable for first taste. Small bites, small plates, tapas, spoon, a delicious spoon, and then hopefully that leads you to wanting more. I do think that in a lot of circumstances, this is where things could be made better on the side of the producer. I don't know whether that's, you know, whether you expect the services or the services. I think in this case, the podcatchers are trying to step in to streamline the listening experience. Everyone wants to see the format grow because rising tides, what's that one? Rising tides and boats. Raises all boats, something like that. A little late. It's a little late trying to get this one out before Game of Thrones comes on. So anyway, yes, but that is understood. Especially if you've crafted an experience, you would much prefer that people propagate your link, because that's your intention. It's your RSS feed, and it says this is where this episode lives, and of course you want to send people there. And I think that's the right thing to do, but I do think a lot of producers, or even the services that they use for publishing, sometimes fall short in making sure that handoff is smooth, making sure it's easy enough to listen on every single device, especially mobile, probably mobile first. So it's an interesting argument. You know, it's one of those things why I try to send Dropbox links to my friends that I work with. Was working in theater production stuff, and we were talking about music, you know, sound design, music choices for a play production. And, you know, I'm trying to send him Dropbox links, iTunes links, and he's going, no, just give me, you got a YouTube link? Give me a YouTube link. Stop short of burning him a CD, you know, like, what year is this? But, you know, this guy knows YouTube, wants to find the song on YouTube because he knows it works on his phone and his computer. And it's not gonna, you know, for him, it's a friction-free experience. And, and all these producers that put a lot of their marbles into other services, because breaking down the barriers of consumption, it's just an interesting, interesting space, interesting problems, the problems of new media and decentralized media and audio and video and all that stuff. Okay, one more thing before we sign off tonight on this Audio Mo 14. We have switched our beta program only in the sense that, you know, we initially used Test Flight, and then Apple acquired Test Flight. Now we're using the Apple system powered by Test Flight, but long story short, we didn't migrate over everybody from original beta test group. You know, always we don't want to bug people, but here's an opportunity. If anyone's interested in testing out some beta stuff, we would love to work with you if possible. And to do that, just send us an email, bossjockapp@gmail.com. Please put in the subject beta, and basically just give us the email that we should be sending the invite to if you're interested in testing. There's no sort of, no high expectations, but we could use a few hands testing out a few things in different conditions across different devices, that sort of thing. So if you ever thought you'd like to get your hands on some, and here's the, just to be aware, this is beta software, so you have to expect a few bumps here and there. So it's the kind of thing that, you know, you don't want to necessarily try this software out to. If you're doing mission-critical work, stick with the production version of the app. However, if you want to go on the road, the rough road, the bumpy road, off-road, and test out some beta stuff related to BossJock, we'd love to have you. So BossJockApp@gmail.com. AudioMo 14. We're also BossJockApp on Twitter, Facebook, and AudioBoom. Love to hear from you. AudioMo 14, almost halfway through this month of Audio Mo. It's amazing.